说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hello, Ellie's. This is Chinese Pod, and I'm Ken Carroll.
Hello, 我是 Jenny.
Now, Jenny, would you tell us a little bit about this lesson today, please?
Oh, we're being very green today.
Green?
Very
okay.
Green.
Yes.
We are watering some plants.
Watering the plants.
对。
We're going to have the language of watering the plants.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's something I haven't done in probably 20 years.
Really?
Yeah, we used to, my mom used to grow spring onions.
Ooh.
in our balcony, and I used to water those for her.
Really?
Yeah. And before dinner, she just fetched me to grab a batch, and then we would use it to cook.
That must have been a huge task to water a balcony load of.
It's not a balcony load, not exactly.
Buckets and stuff.
But anyway, this is a very useful, entertaining.
Well, I hope it is. It's just some verbs and some nouns and some adjectives. No, we won't go there. It's just some of the words you need to talk about watering plants.
And of course, a lot of the words and phrases can be used in many other situations.
Correct. So let's listen to this slightly less dramatic dialogue today, but nonetheless,
it is, Ken,
very
it
rich
is.
In lexical goodness.
对.
Okay.
对话第一遍
好久没给花浇水了。
对啊，我现在去浇。
等一下，不用了。
为什么？
花已经死了。
第二遍。
好久没给花浇水了。
对啊，我现在去浇。
等一下，不用了。
为什么？
花已经死了。
第三遍。
好久没给花浇水了。
对啊，我现在去浇。
等一下，不用了。
为什么？
花已经死了。
All right, I think we can translate one time. I think that'll be fine on this one.
好，好久没给花浇水了。
I haven't watered the plants in ages.
好久没给花浇水了。
No one has watered the plants in ages.
好久没给花浇水了。对哦，我现在去浇。
Okay, I'll do it now.
对哦，我现在去浇。等一下，不用了。
Hang on, there's no need.
等一下，不用了。为什么？
Why not?
为什么？花已经死了。
The flowers are already dead.
花已经死了。
Huh.
哎。A sad twist.
A sad
at the
twist.
End.
Now, lots of interesting language here. So it's been a long time.
好久。好久。
好久。
Yes.
Now, we hear that all the time. The classic long time no see.
Yeah, 好久不见。
好久不见。I think that's where that came from in English, probably.
Yeah, I think so. Long time no see. Oh, Chinglish makes its way to English.
Oh, for sure. Long time no see. 好久不见。And, but in this case, it's 好久what?
好久没给花浇水了。
Now, this is very rich lexically here.
Yes.
Let's take it from the back. The verb here is...
浇水，浇水，
浇水。
Yes.
That's a first and a third, isn't it?
Exactly.
Meaning?
To water.
Water,
to,
as in?
Like sprinkle water.
Yep.
But it's used for water plants, water flowers.
That's right. When you hear 浇水, it means to water a plant.
对。
Now, actually, this has a synonym. It's not a synonym, really. It's a homonym. Because
yes.
It sounds exactly the same as the word
浇水,
which means
glue. Don't put glue on your
plants. That's right. So here's a verb. It means to water the plant. And then you have to give, literally in Chinese, you say, I give the plant water.
给花浇水.
All right. So there you have it. Let's hear that again, please.
给花浇水.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's the negative 没给花浇水
yeah, yeah.
没给花浇水
So it's been a long time since I watered or we watered There's no pronoun here、mm. just, by inference It's been a long time since we all watered the plants,、
yes.
the flowers Okay、So I'll do it right now
我现在去浇我现在去浇
去浇、mm. So, it's, so the verb again here is
浇
浇
as in 浇水
Yeah, but here it's just used as a one word, single、mm. verb. So,、first tone again, so you know、yes. what it means. And from the context, you know what it means to water the plants.、now, hang on a second, there's no need.
等一下不用了等一下不用了
Now, 不用了 is such a high frequency phrase and it works、mm-hmm. in many, many ways. It means if there's no need, don't bother.
Yes.、
what's the point?
Yeah.
Could be used in any of those scenarios. So let's hear it again, please, Jenny.
不用了
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 Now, even if somebody's giving you more food or something like that, you could say,、
不用了不用了 Yeah, if people are being very 客气 very、yep. polite,、yeah. you can say, 不用了
不用了、there's no need. Yeah, you're overdoing it.Okay, and then of course, why we had...
花已经死了。
Oh dear.
花已经死了。
The plant is already dead.
对。
Now, let's look at this. We didn't look at the tones for the word plant or flower. In,、mm. in fact, talk about this, would you? The difference between plant and flower and this, what we're talking about here.
好 here, 花 first tone means...Flower.
Flower.
对
Yeah.、
Mm. So plant in general,、we would use another word.
Okay.、
Yeah.
We don't need to go there right now.、Mm. But we say, okay, 花 means flower.
对
One little mnemonic,、to paint a flower or to draw a flower. How do we say that?
画花画花
So you have the fourth and the first. So 画 is the fourth tone, means to draw,、mm. sketch, or paint even.
Yes, and of course, 花 means flower.
So it just follows the same. Draw a flower. You have one more time, you have
画花
So that's how you might remember. Because I very often confuse those two.、
Mm.
Anyway, that's how silly I can be.
You、anyway. Wouldn't be now.
、and now it's already dead.
已经死了已经死了
Now dead
死了
死了
对死了、
The tone on that is that third
tone
right,、mm. and then the particle 死了 Now unfortunately that could be used to indicate any dead thing
Yes、mm.
死
了
And it's already dead
已经死了
已经死了、
mm.
It's already dead、
yeah.
Ew、That's a bummer
Irresuscitable
that's easy for you to say Yeah, that's、quite a sad phrase I hope you don't have to use that one too often Anyway, it could be used to describe anything that dies and passes away or pushes up daisies or whatever the expression was Anyway,、mm. Why don't we listen to this cheerful thing three more times Just slightly less cheerful, but anyway, it's not real Let me tell you folks, this was not a real event This was false It's not false, it's
real, it happened to me
Did it?
Yeah, more of that after the dialogue
Okay
Welcome back to another installment of Chinese Pod Trivia. And the question for you is, for what test does Chinese Pod offer preparation services for? Is it A, the polygraph, B, the colonoscopy, C, the HSK test, or D, the CAT scan?
The CAT scan?
Ooh, sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, the HSK test.That's right, Chinese Pod will thoroughly prepare you to pass this rigorous test of proficiency in Chinese. ChinesePod.com/HSK.
Dialogue.
First part.
等一下，不用了。
为什么？
花已经死了。
第二遍。
好久没给花浇水了。
对啊，我现在去浇。
等一下，不用了。
为什么？
花已经死了。
第三遍。
好久没给花浇水了。
对啊，我现在去浇。
等一下，不用了。
为什么？
花已经死了。
So are you telling us that all your plants 死了? Are your spring onions 死了?
Yeah.
Really?
The spring onions 死了.
No, that's because you ate them.
That and also we didn't really give it enough care.
You didn't give enough care to spring onions?
Yeah.
How cruel of you. You mean you weren't out there talking to them and...
No, or singing to them. So. But I do want to say, in China, many old people, they love gardening.
Do they?
Both of my grandmothers, they spent a ton of time in their little balcony. And of course, most of us live in apartments, so you don't have the luxury of a big garden.
You'd pretty much get to know each one of your spring onions individually, wouldn't you? You could form a relationship with them.
I think so. It's still haunting me sometimes.
Is it?
The individual spring onions.
It's like you grew the little thing and you petted him every day and then you chopped him up and you ate him. Good. So he's definitely 已经死了, that poor individual. Well, there you have it. And now you've seen the extent of this woman's cruelty here today. And it's a bit of fun. So we hope that was useful. We hope it was, interesting.
And lead you to ChinesePod.com.
That's
because if you need any help and explore the world of Chinese.
Correct.
You know where to go.
Exactly. Right now, however, it's time to say...
再见。
再见。
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number 1078. So just go to www.chinesepod.com/1078 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/1078.